Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. And these are meant to help people learn what it means to follow Jesus in the midst of our busy commuting lifestyle. So if you've never looked into that at all before, I'd encourage you to check our Christianity 101 course. It'd be a great introduction to what these challenges are all about. We have a weekly and daily rhythm that we follow in these challenges. It starts with a new idea every Monday. We explore it in the Bible on Tuesdays. Wednesdays, we see how that changes us. Thursdays, we try to apply it. Before Friday's a day for reflection and prayer. Saturday, we take a day off, and then Sunday's a day for community. And we're hoping that a Christian community will gather out of people using our app through that daily and weekly rhythm. For more information, make sure you get in touch with me. Visit our website at redeemerajax.ca. We're hoping that people will form groups discussing our daily challenges together whenever you're together, whether it's on the train or bus or at work or at home. We're starting to see that happen. I was so encouraged to hear a story from one of you this week saying that you'd seen our challenges on generosity and it got a conversation going with your spouse. Maybe that's your story too. I'd love to hear it. Make sure you get in touch with me and share your story of how we're helping you redeem your commute. We're working through the Sermon on the Mount right now, Jesus' most comprehensive teaching of what it means to be one of his followers. And we've been looking through three different applications of Jesus' principle not to live out our faith in public. And that included when Jesus taught the Lord's Prayer. And there's a significant part of the Lord's Prayer that's devoted to the question of forgiveness. And Jesus followed it up with a second challenge to forgive. And he really upped the ante. We'll see that tomorrow as we look at Scripture. But today I just want to talk about forgiveness. It's actually been a big topic lately. After the Boston Marathon bombings, maybe you heard the news last week about how nobody wants the body of one of those accused of having committed the terrible crime against the people of Boston. His uncle has come and has accepted the responsibility of dealing with that, even though no cemetery wants their cemetery to host that body's burial. You can tell just from the news coverage and of those that are interviewed and those who are writing just how hard it is for people to forgive or even face up to the people who hurt them so badly, who tried to kill them or tried to kill their family or their friends. It's so difficult to forgive. I've seen a few bloggers, a few articles written here and there talking about forgiveness, but you can tell just how hard it is for them to even propose that people forgive somebody who's tried to hurt them so badly. You can tell it's not something they want to do. It's not something that feels good to them, but it's something they feel they need to do. That's what we're going to explore this week. It's why we need to forgive for God, for others, and for ourselves. But first of all, I want to ask you a question, and it comes out of the fact that people are finding it so hard to forgive that terrorist who was killed. They're finding it hard to forgive because he didn't apologize. He hasn't had any chance to explain what he did, especially in a court of law. They can't ask him any questions. They can't hurt him. All they can do is try to deny him the right to a dignified burial. It can be hard to forgive somebody who hasn't apologized to us and who we can't even stand up to. So my question for you today is, could you forgive somebody who never apologized to you? Why or why not? We asked some other people on the street as well. Here are their answers.
Yes.
You could forgive somebody
even if they didn't ask, of course.
Okay.
Because I do believe in this saying, forgiveness frees the forgiver.
Did you ever forgive somebody who didn't apologize?
Yeah.
Why?
Everybody makes mistakes. You know, things happen.
Yeah.
And if it's an honest mistake, then sometimes I guess people just don't want to admit to it, but you can let it go and move on. Life goes on, so, yeah.
She did not say, you know, I'm sorry or anything. She just, by action, put her hands on my shoulders and she said, how are you feeling? How is everything? I said, I'm fine, thank you. And how are you feeling? She said, and that was it. Like just talking to me, put her hand on my shoulders and say hello to me, I forgive her.
Well, that's it for today's challenge. Have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow.